truth will set you free, but first it'll piss you off.
And majority of the times is because we misunderstand the things that we can control over the things that we cannot control. And because we do the misunderstanding, we also put ourselves into three different positions. And this goes throughout everyone's life, whether they actually get to the third and last position, which I'm going to go through. But everyone has gone through these stages. Everyone. And the first one is avoidant. That is the biggest one because that's where our society is at. Majority of our society avoids. Majority of the people within society, because it's not society the problem. The problem is that people within society don't have the knowledge about what society is truly about and what being is truly about. They don't even know what they are themselves, because they get confused by what we see, what we touch, what we hear, what we taste, what we perceive, and we forget what actually is. And it's an honest mistake. It's an honest misconception. It's an honest misunderstanding. Because we do have five senses that do lead us to see things and experience things, experience life in a certain way, which really and truly goes against, but it doesn't highlight the depth of our being. So society right now, majority of individuals within society are playing the avoidant card and have been playing the avoidant card for probably hundreds, if not thousands of years. And the reason why is because it's easier to be avoidant towards something rather than sitting down to actually deconstruct the whole thing for you to understand it. Because there's also the notion that once you see it, you cannot unsee it. How many times have you seen something or noticed something, and every time that you went back to that specific circumstance, person, place, whatever, you just cannot unsee it. Just ask yourself, how many times have you seen something that you couldn't unsee anymore, and that has changed your experience? It's completely changed your perception of that specific thing because you saw something that you didn't see before. So because we understand that, so many times we don't want to see, for the simple fact that we don't want to handle the responsibility of knowing. Because once you're the bearer of information, you're the bearer of information. That means that information is not meant to stay and sit with you. It's meant to flow somewhere else. It's meant to continue being shared, being bared by other people. And that's the contribution part that I'm going to go over as well, which is probably one of the most important things that we should do. And I say should, because we're at a point in society where if we don't do something, I don't think there's going to be a society for very long, compared to how long humans have been on this earth. And the reason why is because the more we go avoiding situations, avoiding the truth, the more we're creating a fantasy world, trying to escape the real world because we don't really understand it. But guess what? We've placed ourselves in the position not to understand it because we're afraid to understand it. We're afraid to bear the weight of the energy that the truth brings. So many times we don't ask questions because we're afraid to hear that the answer might be, it's probably best that we actually, you know, go our separate ways because we just don't match. And we put ourselves through that predicament constantly, genuinely constantly. We're so afraid of saying no. We're so afraid of expressing ourselves that we're now ruining each other. like, really and truly, we're ruining each other because the more lies we tell ourselves, or not even, you know what, I would like to go into each and every single person's mind for like a second, you know? Because I genuinely want to understand whether people are lying to themselves, or they just tell themselves, nah, it's not important, or they genuinely, as soon as the thought comes, they just jump onto something else that will distract them from what that thought was actually meant to do. It was meant to go somewhere. Thoughts come. Not all the thoughts have weight, but the thoughts that do come up, there's a reason as to why our brain is bringing them up. But majority of people, instead of actually sitting with themselves and questioning, why is this thought here? Why is this bothering me? Why is it that I'm not sharing? Why is it that I'm not talking? Why is it that I'm not doing? Whatever the circumstance is, again, it really comes down to look ourselves in the mirror and facing that truth. Because if I was to just list a couple of situations that could happen between people that are avoidant, well, first thing, if you avoid powerful conversation, depth conversation, uncomfortable conversations, well, the level of depth that you would have in terms of relationship with a person, it's never going to be the depth that you'll need in order to maintain that relationship for a long term. And that's where we hear so many people that are like, oh, once you get in your 30s, you lose all your friends, or you don't talk with each other. Whatever bullshit people like to say to blame the outside instead of blaming their skills of maintaining a relationship, which is, again, fair game. We're all kids playing, right? Blame each other out and pointing fingers at anything that arises in order to explain as to why we're not getting the things that we would like to have. Even there, even just that, it's, I'm just going to touch on this real quickly, because the things that we want to have, or we desire to have, majority of the times are things that we've been told we should have. It's not necessarily something that we need. It's not necessarily something that's going to do any good for us, but we've been told, or we see other people doing those things, or taking those things, or saying those things. So we feel like, oh, well, they're doing it. Maybe I should too, because they look like me, or they sound like me, or we think like this, or whatever the situation is. Not because you relate to someone else, that means that you would have to incorporate the other person's being within you. Sure, you can do it, and that might help the relationship at first, but it's not going to lead anywhere. If two people bond on the fact that they do archery together, the further their relationship can go is only based on how much effort they put to take the conversation outside of archery in depth. Because if you put two experts in a room, they'll talk about whatever they're expert at in depth because they have the knowledge. But once you put them in a room with someone that's not an expert, see how they start explaining that to other people, or see how they start talking with other people. What they decide to talk about shows the level of depth that they have with themselves. And that's because even people that have a lot of knowledge, like experts, they're experts for a reason, right? They're expert in a field. They put all their eggs in a field, which allows them to be expert about that field. But this world is packed with fields. So if you're avoiding all those fields so that you can put all your eggs and feel so in control about your life into one basket that makes you feel, yes, I'm accomplished, you best believe that that's avoidant behavior. Because you're not putting yourself in uncomfortable situations where you can actually grow. You're not allowing yourself to be everything that you can be, because we are everything that other people are. Whether you like it or not, we have all the characteristics that all the people have. Whether it's a person that's like outgoing, whether it's an introversion, What's the opposite of introversion?
The word is going to come to me, but you know it, so that's fine.
X something. Okay. It's beside the point. You get it. The opposite of introversion, right? Or whether it's narcissism, whether it's anger issues, whether it's people-pleasing, whether it's happiness, that is not a characteristic, whether it's resilience, whether it's laziness, whether it's the ability to give unconditional love, whether it's expectations, but like the ability to put expectations or, well, the perceived position of someone to expect things out of other people. Whatever it is, or the ability to kill, the ability to do gruesome things, have gruesome thoughts, we all have those. Reason why we all have those is because we are whole humans. The person that we are on a daily basis is where we lay our eggs in. So you're not necessarily that one thing that you define yourself within. You're the whole thing. You're everyone that exists. You're Jeffrey Dahmer. Jeffrey? Is it Jeffrey? I think it's Jeffrey. Yeah. And you're Obama, you're Trump, you're Hitler, you're Nelson Mandela, you're Malcolm X, you're John Dark, you're Epictetus, you're Confucius, you're, I'm just thinking like the first names that comes to mind, but you're everyone, you're all of them in all the different differences. The only difference between each and every single one of us is really and truly just the circumstances. But we all have the same abilities. Our circumstances impair some of our abilities, but that doesn't rid us of those abilities. One can still see if they're blind. They just see differently. They see through their hands. They see through their vibrations. They see through through feelings, through warmth, or they see in a different way. And there was actually, there was this, I think it was either a post or a video that I came across about this woman. And she was so glad that she was read. She got read of sight because it allowed her to see the world in an even bigger way. It allowed her to see things that people on a daily basis don't see because they rely so much on their eyes, on what the eye sees. And even the concept of relying on what the eye sees, it's delusional because there's so much that goes in front of us that we can't see, but we feel it's there. We know the things are there. So how can you rely on a tool that really doesn't give you the whole spectrum? It gives you a tiny bit. Maybe it's even the 100th. Who knows what the ability to see it all looks like? We might never find out in this lifetime, but it's there. So why avoid the fact that you have all the skills that everyone that has ever laid foot on this earth has, just to punish yourself and put and keep yourself in the box that you've put yourself, or that other people have put yourself, and you're so determined to stay in? And then there's the opposite, which is questioning. So with this, again, really question things, really look at yourself, really make the most of it, really understand where you're coming from, who you are, and live a better life. Cheers.